New ad accuses Biden judicial nominee Adil Manghi of being an anti-Semite. By Catherine Hamilton on February 13, 2024. The Judicial Crisis Network, JCN, released a digital advertising campaign on Monday, accusing President Joe Biden of nominating an anti-Semite to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. The $50,000 campaign launched in Montana, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C., against Adil Abdallah Manghi, who is currently awaiting confirmation from the majority Democrat Senate to the Federal Appeals Court. The advertisement focuses on Manghi's role as a member of an academic advisory board for the Rutgers Law School's Center for Security, Race and Rights, an institute with radical anti-Israel views that invited convicted terrorists as speakers. Different versions of the advertisement prompts viewers to either call Senator John Tester, D. Mount, or Senator Bob Casey, DPA, to demand they vote against the Pakistan-born lawyer's upcoming confirmation. President Biden wants to remake the courts with the most extreme judges he can find. But anti-Semite Adil Manghi might be the worst of all. Manghi served on the advisory board of an extremist organization that teaches students to hate Israel, to hate America, and to support global terrorism. The ad, titled Stop Anti-Semitic Adil, states. Manghi's organization blamed America for the September 11th terror attack and has hosted speakers with terrorist connections, including a convicted terrorist. Manghi's organization even blamed Israel for the Hamas terror attack on October 7th. When Manghi was given opportunities to condemn the hateful views, he refused to do so, the ad continues. President of JCN Kerry Severino wrote an article for the National Review about Manghi in January, pointing out that the Institute produced several extremist programs, featured speakers with ties to known terrorist organizations, and sponsored lectures brazenly touting anti-Semitic themes during Manghi's time on the board of advisors. She wrote, for example, the center co-sponsored an event titled Whose Narrative? 20 years since September 11th that explored what it called the exceptionalization of September 11, 2001. The event's featured speakers included Sami Al-Aryan, who pled guilty to conspiring to provide services to a terrorist organization, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and Hatem Bazian, one of the co-founders of Students for Justice in Palestine, an organization that has publicly called for an intifada in the United States. It doesn't end there. In 2020, the center held an event titled White Christian Privilege, the Illusion of Religious Equality in America. In 2021, it issued a resource guide on Palestine that listed a host of anti-Israel organizations, several of which have been forums for anti-Semitism. In 2022, the center teamed up with one such group, Palestine Legal, for a program designed to help anti-Israel college students strategize. While Manghi left the board earlier last year, the center continues to sponsor hateful events and has seemingly attempted to justify the actions of Hamas against Israel after the horrific October 7th terror attacks, Severino wrote. Republican senators grilled Manghi at a confirmation hearing in December about his role at the Institute, although he did his best to evade questions. He also declined to condemn the radical views of the center or its leader, no matter how often he was asked. When asked about his affiliation with the center during his Senate Judiciary Committee hearing last month, Manghi downplayed his involvement, insisting that he only gave advice on academic research for the center and was not aware of the vile anti-Semitic content of its programs, Severino noted. Yet Manghi's firm, Patterson Belknap, is one of the center's few law fellow sponsors, and Manghi appears to have been the firm's only employee on the board of advisors. Manghi would be the first Muslim appellate judge, if confirmed, a lifetime appointment. Instead of asking questions, Democrats have accused Republicans of blatantly Islamophobic lines of questioning and insinuations.